Psalm 42. As the hart pants after the water brooks, now a hart is a young deer, so my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I think this is David when he's on the run, maybe from Saul or Absalom, and he regrets that he can't come to the sanctuary to appear before God. But he learns that even away from, if you like, church, away from the religious structure, he can still have fellowship with God. My tears have been my food night and day, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go up with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude celebrating a feast day. So he remembers how they all used to worship God together. But now he realizes that that's all over because he's on the run. He's exiled. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, because I will still praise him for the help of his face. So he talks to himself, and that's how we should be. We should talk to ourselves and encourage ourselves in God's ways. And tell ourselves, don't be discouraged. God is with me. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember you from the land of Jordan and from the Hermons, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves have gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song will be with me, and my prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Well, does God forget? No, he doesn't. But it seems like that. And that is the struggle of all God's true children. All the time, David is saying, hurry up and help me. Don't delay. Come through for me right now. And sometimes God apparently doesn't, but he will finally when Jesus comes back. And there'll be the resurrection, and we shall live forever. Like with a sword in my bones, my enemies hate me, while they say continually to me, where is your God? So words can be like swords and spears, and poor Job learnt that. And so did David. These men who were saying to him, huh, where's your God? It was like a sword or a spear that went into him. So you must be careful of your words, because words can really hurt people. It is as aggressive as hitting somebody. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you so upset within me? Hope in God. I will yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So he knows that he is finally going to get right with God. And that's what we know is going to happen at the Day of Judgment when Jesus comes back.